模拟试题16第一节听力选择 A 图片理解，请听句子，从 A、B、C 中选择与句子意思相符的正确图片，听两遍。
Number 1. Please throw the rubbish into the dustbin.
Please throw the rubbish into the dustbin.
Number 2. I have been to Tiananmen Square for many times.
I have been to Tiananmen Square for many times.
Number 3.We usually wear uniforms in school.
We usually wear uniforms in school.
Number 4. My mother is a math teacher.
My mother is a math teacher.
Number 5.John's favorite animal is dog.
John's favorite animal is dog.
B. 小对话理解，请听小对话及问题，从 A、B、C 中选择正确的答案，听两遍。
Number 6. Kate.Would you like to go to the museum in my car?
Sorry, I can't go with you. I don't think 14-year-olds should be allowed to drive.
Question. How old is the boy? Kate, would you like to go to the museum in my car?
Sorry, I can't go with you. I don't think 14-year-olds should be allowed to drive.
Question.How old is the boy? Number 7. Jane, how often do you write emails to your friends?
5 times a week.
Question. How often does Jane write emails to her friends? Jane,How often do you write emails to your friends?
5 times a week.
Question. How often does Jane write emails to her friends? Number 8. Jim is a hard-working boy.
So he is. He does well in all his lessons.
Question. What do they think of Jim?Jim is a hard-working boy.
So he is. He does well in all his lessons.
Question. What do they think of Jim? Number 9. Hi, Rose. Do you go to work at 7:30 a.m.?
Yes, I do. What about you, Nick?
I go to work at 7:50 a.m.
Question. When does Nick go to work?
Hi, Rose. Do you go to work at 7:30 a.m.?
Yes, I do. What about you, Nick?
I go to work at 7:50 a.m.
Question. When does Nick go to work?
Number 10.I went to Harbin for skating with my friends last month.
I think you really had a good time.
Question. When did the man go to Harbin? I went to Harbin for skating with my friends last month.
I think you really had a good time.
Question. When did the man go to Harbin?
C. 长对话理解，请听长对话，根据其内容 从 A、B、C 中选择能回答所给问题的最佳答案。听三遍。
Hi, Daniel. Have you finished your math homework?
Not yet. I'm going to finish it tonight. How about you, Amy?
I haven't started yet. I feel it's too difficult for me. Can you help me with it?
Sure, I'm glad to help you. Why not come to my house after school? We can do our homework together.
That's a good idea. I'll arrive at 5 o'clock.
What about your English project? Have you done that?
Oh, yes. I've finished it. It was easy.
Oh, I've done only a bit of that. I'm having trouble with it. Maybe you could help me.
Of course. We'll help each other this afternoon. I'll help you with your English project, then you can help me with my math homework.
All right. We can watch cartoons on TV after that.
Hi, Daniel. Have you finished your math homework?
Not yet. I'm going to finish it tonight. How about you, Amy?
I haven't started yet. I feel it's too difficult for me. Can you help me with it?
Sure, I'm glad to help you. Why not come to my house after school? We can do our homework together.
That's a good idea. I'll arrive at 5 o'clock.
What about your English project? Have you done that?
Oh, yes. I've finished it. It was easy.
Oh, I've done only a bit of that. I'm having trouble with it. Maybe you could help me.
Of course. We'll help each other this afternoon. I'll help you with your English project, then you can help me with my math homework.
All right. We can watch cartoons on TV after that.
Hi, Daniel. Have you finished your math homework?
Not yet. I'm going to finish it tonight. How about you, Amy?
I haven't started yet. I feel it's too difficult for me. Can you help me with it?
Sure, I'm glad to help you. Why not come to my house after school? We can do our homework together.
That's a good idea. I'll arrive at 5 o'clock.
What about your English project? Have you done that?
Oh, yes. I've finished it. It was easy.
Oh, I've done only a bit of that. I'm having trouble with it. Maybe you could help me.
Of course. We'll help each other this afternoon. I'll help you with your English project, then you can help me with my math homework.
All right. We can watch cartoons on TV after that.
根据其内容填写表格。听三遍。
Mother's Day is on the second Sunday in May. It is a day to thank mothers. On that day, mothers usually get flowers and cards as gifts. On the cards, children write, "Thanks, Mom," to the best mother in the world. Where does the idea for the holiday come from? We should thank Anna M. Jarvis. She was an American girl. She brought up the idea of having such a day. She lived in West Virginia, USA. Her mother died on May 9, 1905. She had a deep love for her mother. She wrote letters to some important people. In her letters, she asked them to make a day for all the mothers. Then Mother's Day was started in the USA in 1913. On Mother's Day, children give presents to their mothers. Sometimes they go out and do something different to make their mothers happy.
Mother's Day is on the second Sunday in May. It is a day to thank mothers. On that day, mothers usually get flowers and cards as gifts. On the cards, children write, "Thanks, Mom," to the best mother in the world. Where does the idea for the holiday come from? We should thank Anna M. Jarvis. She was an American girl. She brought up the idea of having such a day. She lived in West Virginia, USA. Her mother died on May 9, 1905. She had a deep love for her mother. She wrote letters to some important people. In her letters, she asked them to make a day for all the mothers. Then Mother's Day was started in the USA in 1913. On Mother's Day, children give presents to their mothers. Sometimes they go out and do something different to make their mothers happy.
Mother's Day is on the second Sunday in May. It is a day to thank mothers. On that day, mothers usually get flowers and cards as gifts. On the cards, children write, "Thanks, Mom," to the best mother in the world. Where does the idea for the holiday come from? We should thank Anna M. Jarvis. She was an American girl. She brought up the idea of having such a day. She lived in West Virginia, USA. Her mother died on May 9, 1905. She had a deep love for her mother. She wrote letters to some important people. In her letters, she asked them to make a day for all the mothers. Then Mother's Day was started in the USA in 1913. On Mother's Day, children give presents to their mothers. Sometimes they go out and do something different to make their mothers happy.